The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Strength and the strength of the Umas HaOlam. We are continuing stressing the recognition of the Koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in relation to the conditions in the world. There's a Maisa that's brought down in the Medrash Tanchum after, and it says over there, there was a Maisa by Antonidas HaMelech. He came to Zaria. And he asked Shliach to bring him to Beinu HaKodesh. We know that Yehuda HaNasi was a friend of Antoninus. So, Beinu HaKodesh, he wasn't living in this area. He came together with his son, Reb Shimon, and Reb Chiya HaKodem, as a Talmud of his. Shimon, his son, I guess, was a young man at the time, or a boy, I don't know what age he was. He saw a very fine legion of the Roman king, Roman army, and he's very impressed with it. Reb Shimon told Reb Chiya, "Kama pitumim agolim shel Esav? How fat are the calves of Esav?" And he was saying, "Look at these healthy, strong, powerful warriors that are on the forefront of the power of Esav." Rome, as we know, was a descendant of Esav, and the Western world today are their descendants. So Reb Chiya says in Medrash, he took him to the Shuk, and he showed him a basket of figs, and it was surrounded with little flies that come around the sweet fruit. Reb Chiya said, "Zvuvim elu, voice legion, eizim and meshubach." He said, these flies are that big, a legion of soldiers, which one is more chashuv?" In other words, he's saying, what are you making a big fuss about their power and how they look so strong and healthy and everything else? It's nothing. Their power is really nothing. They're all just puppets in the hands of Hashem. The fly also is doing its thing. Reb Shimon went to his father and he said that this is what I told Reb Chiya, and this is what he answered me back. He showed me the flies and he asked which one is better. Reb Beinu HaKodesh answered him, "Ad achshav nosu le'evad mamish." He's referring to Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya is giving so much mamoshes to these soldiers that he's matching them to flies. These soldiers, these legions are nothing. Flies. They do shlichus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like it says, that there's going to be a time that Hashem's going to call the flies and the bees, and they're going to do certain things. Anyway, that's the bottom, the line of the Medrash. We are always impressed by the external power of Esav and the Umas HaOlam, whether it be the physical power of the warriors, or their arsenal of nuclear warheads, or their fancy technologies and the computers and everything else that they are inventing and they're doing, the medicines even, you know, happens to be the chief scientists, every single one of them came out and involved in developing these vaccines that choose. But the mice, it's a chochem of Esav, which they inherited from Yovan. We're impressed by all these things. And the Beinu HaKodesh was showing the true value. The value is, if something is done,
Kol HaLashon,
the shlichus of HaKodesh Baruch Hu, he has value. Because HaKodesh Baruch Hu is the Almighty. So the fly He's created for a purpose, and he's doing his shlichus, whether it be a shlichus to spread the nevuah somehow, or to attack enemies, lost lovely, or to even be his shlichus, that he was created to fly around fruits and a piece of fruits and meat and whatever it is. That's what he's created for. These legionas, the warriors, the powerful, influential goyim or secular people, they're not doing their shlichus. They're not doing what they were created to do. And Rabbi Yitzchak Hutner said, if you see a super genius, like somebody like Einstein, you don't make a bracha on him. Because even though there's a bracha when you see a tremendous intellect of Umas HaOilam, you make a bracha that Hashem gave from his wisdom to Boss of Adam, you say that only by a goy. By a Jew, the only time you make the bracha is on the tremendous Talmud Chochem. And he explained it because the best thing we could do with our seichel is to be Talmid Chachonim. If a person didn't use the seichel for the best possible thing, even though he used it for a wonderful thing and he was blessed with tremendous amount of intelligence, we don't make a bracha on that because Chaval, he could have used it for better things even. Even better things. They do more for mankind. If you think of all the good things that came out of human minds, whether medicines and all these things, technological advances, but the lines they tell you are doing much more for mankind than any of these. And more than that, in the tchum of refuah, especially if we say boy refuah, Hashem creates the refuah, is not the genius scientist that's doing it. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's certain people that Hashem puts in the position to be the ones that can reveal it. But we believe that when there's a machala, the machala is put there by Hashem for us. And when the refuah comes, it was also revealed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It happens to be in the technology that's being used now for these new chisonim, which anyone who wants to use it can definitely use it, and it will help you go out of your house, definitely use it. Al kopanim, these chisonim, the technology was developed over the last 10-12 years. I spoke to somebody who's involved in it. Hashem already set up the whole technology. Now it's just a matter of applying it. The technology is a completely new technology. It's been worked on for many years already. Hashem set that up first. The technology should be in place. Then he gave us his marker, so we already have some way of dealing with it. I'll call upon him, that's it. All the koyach and all the advances that happen throughout history, the real koyach is in the hands of Hashem. And the ones that deserve credit are the ones that are shlichim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the ones that aren't shlichim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so they did it. They get a certain level of credit, but they missed the point. And that's our goal in life, to recognize under all circumstances the koyach b'yad Hashem, those powerful words are nothing. They're not even as wolves as they know HaKadosh. Because they're not doing the shlichus of Hashem, they're doing it for themselves. We recognize that if we be shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are locking into the unlimited power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Unlimitedly more powerful than the most powerful generator in the world, the most powerful force. We saw in the past few days the different physical forces in the world. All each one is easy to destroy and fall apart. Only thing that's steadfast and remains is HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And we have an easy opportunity to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, I recognize you are the Almighty. The koyach is in your hand, and you love us so much, and you're with us so much. I'm going to go with you. Not going to be afraid of anybody. I'm not afraid to do what's right. Not afraid to say what's right. And with that, Mitzvah Hashem, a tremendous Yad Shemaya will be followed. The legacy of the Chashmonaim that showed the whole world that, like we say, they revealed the Shem Godel of the Kodesh that Shem revealed, the Yeshua Gdoila, Kayoyim Hazeh, till this very day, and it will be till this very day throughout history, because that's the only thing that remains. So have a wonderful last day of Chanukah and a wonderful year ahead of us.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.